Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President Emeritus of Central College, Dr. Ken Weller, joins us on today's program to talk about the campus's special connection with former Governor Robert Ray, who passed away earlier this week. Well, Dr. Weller, we're here today to talk about some of your memories of Governor Robert Ray, who recently passed away, one of the most beloved Iowans of just our modern times in regards to his governorship and his character. What do you remember most about Governor Ray, especially during your time at Central College and the relationship you were able to build with him?
I would say that the key thing in understanding the life of Bob Ray is to recognize that he had a deep and sincere interest in helping people. I came to Iowa at about the same time as Bob Ray did. And two of his staff members were members from our staff. Dutch Vermeer and Bill Thompson worked for Bob Ray and were very close. As a result of that, we decided we were going to give an honorary degree to Bob Ray and to the governor of Yucatan, Mexico. The states of Iowa and Yucatan were related through a program, a national program called the Partners of the Alliance. So we went to Merida with my family and his family together and grew to know them very, very quickly and deeply and interestingly. But the essence of that relationship had to do with the peoples of Iowa and the peoples of Yucatan, Mexico. And there, Bob and Billy had a great interest in international relations and the role of an educated person of having contact with a broader range of interest than a particular community, but various different kinds of cultures. So we had a great time together, and I learned that he had this kind of approach. He was interested in programs, but interested in them only as they affected people. Another illustration of that, from the same time, was his role in developing the concept of tuition grants. Tuition grants were programs to help young people who were wanting to go to private liberal arts colleges, who suffered through a disadvantage in that they received no interest from the state, as opposed to the students who went to the public institutions who got great additional monies appropriated by the state to those students indirectly. So Bob Ray and Dutch Vermeer and Irwin Lubbers, who's a former president of Central, got together and worked out a program to help students of Iowa to go to a college of their choice. It was one of the first programs of its kind in the whole country. It was very, very successful, but you will note that the idea was to help the students more than to help the institutions. That the institutions were helped in the process, but the students could take the students to any independent college to use those funds. So again, here's a great, outstanding program that he developed, largely with the help of those people from Central College, that is based upon the desire to help people growth and develop during their lives. One other illustration of that is that when Bob Ray finished his political life, he got involved in business. And one of the things that he did was to become a president of the Life Investors Insurance Company in Cedar Rapids, which was really a Dutch company coming into there. The Dutch company sought to buy up a portion of Life Investors, invested it, and eventually they became aggressive in trying to get more ownership. And what happened is that they had a board of directors that involved both Dutch and Americans, and they got into a rather tense relationship and battle to buy up the shares, and it was a tense situation, but they looked to me as being a person who with a PhD in business, experience running a college, but also, you see, a deep connection with the Netherlands. I've been active and as an ambassador of the Dutch in this community. Matter of fact, I made a knight, which I'm a knight created by the Queen of the Netherlands a few years ago. To make a long story short, the key to his interest in becoming the president of Life Investors was to serve the people in Iowa that were involved in this business and which he was trying to be helpful and to help provide insurance programs that were valuable to our people. And I was a part of it because I was made a member of the board of directors. They figured I was able to understand the Dutchman, helped the Dutchman to understand the Americans, and I was sort of in an intermediary position. But the same position that I saw Bob Ray acting as interested in people and serving people that was serving society as a whole. You know, he was involved in our college for many, many years. In the first years of his governor's role, he attended every Cincinnati and Central football game. First one year here, and then one year there. But he was interested in them, and I think partly because of the people that worked for him, that he was assisting them. But he was very, very, very much interested. I think another illustration which was really important at this particular time was his willingness and courage to undertake programs to bring in immigrants and refugees from the Asian countries. That was truly a remarkable program, well known throughout the country. Like all the rest of his life, it was designed, concerned about serving people, you see. And a situation that is much in contrast with today, when the whole area of immigration is much more peaceful and simple in terms of serving the people who come now, just as those who came in the recent past. But again, he had a motive of service to do that. Here's a man who cares, and who cares about the people, and who cares about the government, which is providing the services that he's a part of. And we once offered an honorary degree to Billy Ray, and because she was, as in many cases, proves to be the case that she was active in doing things also, but she didn't want to get involved in that. But he was a great man, and he was a great man by serving others, not by serving his own self-interest. If you see that contrast, politicians today tend to be more concerned about their own impact rather than the concerns for the people broadly conceived. And I deeply admired him, and I liked him. He was fun to be with. He was a great man.
Once again, that was President Emeritus of Central College, Dr. Ken Weller, sharing his memories of former Governor Robert Ray. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.